as we talk boys basketball here. The Beavers hosting Holcomb on Friday, and then we'll face the Lions Lions coming up on Monday, opening round of the Sterling Invitational. Here we got a couple of the varsity players joining us here this evening, and start off here with the sophomore Eloy Reles. How you doing this evening?
Good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. Is this your first time on here?
Yes, it is.
Oh, man. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Well, it's also your first year participating as part of the varsity here, and you've come off the bench quite a bit. You've had a big role this year. How do you feel like that you've done in that role this year?
I feel like I've done pretty good, I guess. Filling in a couple of spots.
All right. And, you know, you get that JV game in there, and then you go to the varsity. Do you have to kind of change your mindset from one game to the other that same night?
Yeah, it's definitely a different play style, mm-hmm. playing with the JV in the varsity.
Do you feel like it slowed down for you a little bit?
Not really.
Yeah.
I kind of, like, bring all my motivation, I guess, into the JV game, and then I just add it on to the varsity game.
What's been your favorite part of the season for you?
I guess the three-game winning streak that we had at the beginning of the season, that was a lot of fun.
All right. And as you take a look ahead here for this season, Friday with Holcomb, and then next week with the Sterling tournament, what are some things that you're looking forward to next week?
I think we can definitely improve throughout, well, tomorrow, getting ready for Holcomb, and then bringing it on Monday against Lions.
All right, yeah. I know it's got to be a pretty exciting time here, but what's been your favorite game so far this year?
I like playing against Coronado, I guess. Last year we lost to them,
yeah.
And this year we kind of brought a different aspect of it, kind of looked at it a different way,
yeah.
Playing a little faster.
Yeah. Do you like that up-tempo?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
I definitely think we should get back to it, I guess.
We've yeah.
been kind of slowing down a little bit.
All right. Well, maybe we'll speed up for Friday, huh?
Right.
All right. Well, thanks again, Eloy, joining me here. Good luck to you coming up.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, sophomore Eloy Reles and junior Dylan Duff joining us here on the show. And how are you doing this evening?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thanks again for joining me here. First start of the year last Friday night. What was that like? What was that moment like for you?
It was a lot of fun. Pretty nervous.
Yeah, but you got your name called, and they said it right, huh?
Yep.
Oh, that's even better. But you've played quite a few minutes this year on the varsity, and what's that experience been like for you?
Coming from last year, it's a lot different. Faster, people are better. It's just crazy.
But you feel like you've improved quite a bit, haven't you?
Yeah.
And what's the biggest thing that you've improved upon?
Defense.
All right. And so do you take a little extra pride with the defense?
Yeah.
All right. And, you know, you've had to – I know you're kind of a three-point threat there, and I know it hasn't worked for you in the varsity, but what's the moment going to be like when you hit one of those threes?
I don't know.
You're going to feel all relieved, right?
Yeah.
I mean, do you tell the rim you need to get a little bigger so I can for that ball to go in?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it works out for you, especially this Friday night here. But, 4-4 this year so far. You've been a part of all the games. What's it like suiting up on varsity on Friday nights or Tuesday nights or whatever night you play?
It's just you got to be ready to go because you never know how a team's going to play, especially in our GWAC, because mm-hmm. everyone can be good.
Absolutely. It's a tough league.
Yeah.
What would you like to see from yourself going ahead, maybe improving on?
Shooting.
All right. Well, it'll get there. Yep. I know you got to be excited for Friday night, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, you've had a good start to the varsity campaign this year. And thanks again, Dylan, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, junior Dylan Duff joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And we're going to get Coach Brian Gentry coming up here on the headset. And, Coach, you've had a few days after a tough loss there to a very good Hugoton team. How do you feel like that the players have responded this week in the gym?
Very well, actually. But I think we've had that conversation.
Yeah.
You know, they always come to practice, uh-huh. you know, ready to go. And they've got positive attitudes, and the energy is good in the gym. So you couldn't ask for more, you know, when a team faces adversity like that. That they show up with the right mindset and the right attitude, and they just get back after it. You know, they're always hungry and eager to improve. And, you know, coming off that loss, you know, some people could hold their heads and think about it, but they don't. You know, they just get back to after it.
That's probably one of the most experienced teams you guys have faced all year, and with what they had coming back. And, you know, I think you had to feel like you were really competitive with them for at least the first 2.5 quarters.
Yeah, we were. You know, something about that third quarter we got to you know, solve pretty quick. But, you know, we made good plays in the first half. We were you know, hanging around, had it to 6, and they hit that 3 there towards the end or right there at the buzzer. Just on a mental mistake, you know, leaving the ball. But, you know, we played really well that first half. I thought we didn't settle for bad shots. We worked the ball. We took what they gave us, and you know, we knocked down some shots. They were doing the same thing, so it was a good game in that first half. And the second half, we got cold, and you know, I think we we got the ball, missed a wide-open 3, got the rebound, got fouled, missed 2 free throws. And then we stopped them and came down and missed another layup, and we just couldn't get it going, you know, right there. And then it doesn't take much for them to get going. And, you know, they hit their stride in that third quarter, and transition defense wasn't quite good enough in that game with a team that plays the way that they do. So a lot of things to learn. And like I said, it's you know, our guys are all ears, and they want to learn from it and get better. So, you know, we're headed that way.
And you also have to be thankful they're 4A this year.
Right. I think everybody is in our league, you know, because pretty much kind of like the football deal, you know, we pretty much play our league, you know, sub-state. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure that was a sigh of relief for many schools.
But, you know, it's a good learning lesson there from that game there, and that can only make you guys better here. Friday night, another big test here with Holcomb coming to town. They had to fight off a pretty pesky Lakin team last night by 5, and I know you had the opportunity to kind of see that game. And Holcomb was a little bit different than what you've seen from maybe in the last couple of years anyway.
No, though, but they're like the Holcomb team that when I took over as the head coach. That's what they are.
Yeah.
It's, you know, big kids running some, you know, old-school motion, high-low, and really trying to, you know, make a concentrated effort on getting the ball down low. With that said, you know, you can't pay so much attention to those guys that you forget that they've got a couple shooters out there. Mm-hmm. And they've kind of been making a living on that, you know, getting a shooter coming off the stagger. And so we got to be prepared for that. We've got to make sure we still have good backside help. And, you know, our post players are going to be in for a battle, not that they're not ready for it. And I think they're more than ready for it. I think they're eager to get after it. And, you know, get back out there after the game Friday. But, you know, I'm telling you right now, you know, from a coach's standpoint, we're really close. We're really close to being a pretty darn good team. Mm-hmm. You know, we've showed glimpses, you know, throughout the season. And, you know, early on we played some teams and nothing against them. They just weren't as disciplined as the teams that we play in our league. And so for us, we've got to get back to, yes, like Eloy even said, like we want to push the ball and we want to run, but that doesn't mean we want to take quick shots. You know, if they're there and we're open and we're in rhythm and it's the shot that we want to get, then yes, we do. So we've got to be a little bit more selective on our shots, you know, especially in those times where we go in those little droughts. We just got to be a little bit more selective. And just little bitty things like that will go a long way. And I think we did that Friday early on in the game. And then we kind of started, you know, trying to get back in the game by making a play ourselves. And that's not what we do, but we're really close. When they come to the gym and they prepare and then they practice the way that they do, we're going to get there. You know, it may not be on the schedule that everybody would like, but yeah, we're going to get there. And these guys, I know they're eager for it, but Friday's going to be a tough test. Like I said, they play through their posts. They've got good kids. They're disciplined in a sense that they know what they want to get and they're going to seek it out and try to get it. But, you know, our guys are going to be more than ready for the game.
Well, then you have about a 72-hour turnaround. You get Lions to open up on Monday. And I think in that aspect, you get Lions. I think you have to be pretty happy that you were able to play them last year and kind of remember maybe what they do from last year to this year.
Yeah, a little bit of zone for the most part. Mm-hmm. You know, that was the game we had to get the quick turnaround and play them on that Tuesday again last year, Wednesday, whatever day it was. And we had to play them, so they play zone. And Coach Kite and Coach Meyer have already started on that scout. I'll take a peek at it this weekend and get ready for that. But, yeah, it's an exciting time. You know, if we can go down there Monday night and take care of business, we get at one of those top 3A schools, you know, waiting for us most likely, unless Smoky Valley pulls off an upset. But, you know, it's exciting. We've got a tough schedule, a schedule that's only going to make us better, and I know our guys are looking forward to the challenge.
Yeah, it's always exciting to get to midseason tournaments. Yeah, and you also want to win that game on Monday because you don't want to have to turn around and play on Tuesday.
No, I don't, because I already told our guys, we'll stay down there on Thursday.
Yeah.
You know, and that only happens if you win Monday. Yeah. So we'll stay down there on Thursday. We'll just leave it at that.
I like that. Yeah. I don't want to go back and forth every day either, so I'm with you there. Coach Brian Gentry joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Scott City hosting the Holcomb Longhorns on Friday night. Coach, once again, thank you for the time, and talk to you on Friday.
All right.